Catechuta, the Olgas. Catechuta, also known as the Olgas, is a large rock formation located near Uluru, which is about 30 kilometers away. Although Uluru is world famous, Catechuta should not be missed when visiting the Red Centre of Australia. Like its famous cousin, Catechuta is at its most spectacular at sunrise or sunset when the rocks have a red glow. Catechuta facts. There are 36 dome-shaped sandstone rocks. Catechuta is spread over 20 kilometers. Uluru is 3.6 kilometers by 2.4 kilometers. The highest point is called Mount Olga, named after Queen Olga of Württemberg. Catechuta is higher than Uluru. Mount Olga is 1,066 meters. Uluru is 863 meters above sea level. The sandstone domes are thought to be over 500 million years old. The Anangu people have inhabited the area for over 22,000 years. Catechuta means many heads in Pijanjanjara Aboriginal. The Anangu people now hold most of their spiritual rituals here rather than Uluru. The Olga's Red Centre. The Olga's cover an area of 20 kilometres. Catechuta walks. There used to be 12 Catechuta walks. However, there are now only two out of respect for the local Anangu people and also so that the area is not damaged by visitors. The Valley of the Winds, 7 kilometers. This walk is the most well-known and most popular of the two walks found here. The walk takes roughly 3 hours and involves some steep climbs and there are some loose stones. Good footwear and water are essential, and possibly take some snacks as well. There are two spectacular viewing points along the way and the majority of the walk is fairly easy going. Walpa Gorge Walk, 2.6 kilometers. If you don't have the time, or the inclination, to do the Valley of the Winds walk, then check out the Walpa Gorge Walk instead. It's only 2.6 kilometers and is much easier. There's also lots of native wildlife and plants to try and spot on this walk as well. Dune Viewing Platform, 0 kilometers. If you're unable to walk, then head to the dune viewing area as it provides fantastic views of the domed landscape and no walking is required. Top tip: if heading out on a walk, get there early to avoid the crowds. Catechuta walks head out early to avoid the crowds. Other things to do in Catechuta: helicopter ride. One of the most amazing ways to see Catechuta is to do a helicopter ride. For starters, you'll see much more of the area than you will by walking, especially as much of it is inaccessible by foot. Visit the cultural center. The cultural center is much more than a souvenir shop, although you can buy souvenirs. You can easily spend 2 hours here and it's well worth visiting before heading to Catechuta so you have a greater understanding and appreciation of this spiritual place. Things you can do at the cultural center. Learn about the Anangu people and their culture through exhibitions and free daily presentations. Visit the two art galleries, Ma'aku Arts and Walkajara Art. Have some tasty food in the Aninti Cafe. The cafe also does great coffee. Buy yourself some souvenirs. Have a picnic with an amazing view, barbecues provided. Catechuta facts. The Olgas. Australia is home to the world's oldest culture and you will gain a much deeper understanding of it by visiting Catechuta. Make sure that you include it on any trip to the centre of Australia.